Hey, it's me. I know it's late and you're probably asleep right now. The time difference means it's like, well, Google says it's 3:38 a.m. over there. I'm just calling because, I just got home from work. And the place is so much emptier without you. I know, it's only been 2 months, and it's only another 3 weeks to go. But it feels like you've been gone forever. I want you to be here so I can tell you about my day. All the silly things. Like the talking seagull that was on our balcony this morning. And the man who was mooning everyone while he bent over to tie his shoelace. And of course, the lady screaming about green onions in the grocery store. Oh, I don't know what the lady was on about, but she wanted people to look at her onions. It was really bizarre. You would have laughed so hard. I miss hearing your laugh. I wish you were here. You know, when you come home every day, I can hear the rumble of your car's engine as you pull up in the drive. I know the sound of your footsteps coming up the porch stairs. That's why I'm always waiting at the front door to welcome you home. I miss having my face buried in your chest. In your arms wrapped around me, holding me tight. It makes me feel so safe and protected to be surrounded by your arms and be held by you. I breathe in the scent of you. Your clothes, they always smell like a clean mix of your shampoo and body wash when you've just come out of the shower. Decadent. I still have the bottles you left here before going on the trip. I open them up ever so often to smell them. But it's not the same as having you here. I've been thinking about those times we were cuddling on the couch on lazy weekend mornings. Yeah, those times. We always had the TV on, but we were never watching anything in particular. One time, you were just flipping through all the channels, and I got annoyed about the way you weren't settling on a show. It was a stupid, silly fight. But what I wouldn't give to have that back right now. I just want you here with me, right next to me. If you were here, I'd tangle both my hands in your hair and pull you in for a kiss sweet, soft kisses first. I just pepper you with little butterfly kisses, starting at your lips. Oh, lovely. Across your jaw and down the side of your neck, and muzzle at the base of your neck like I always do when cuddling. And hold you tight, really tight. And never ever let go. Ugh. I didn't know it was possible to miss someone this much. It's only a few more weeks. That's what I keep telling myself. But it's such a long time. I guess I should just go make myself some dinner now. But anyway, I just really wanted to say, I miss you. Come home soon.